USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee are now opening up an expansive investigation into President Trump and his associates. Democrats say they've requested dozens of documents that relate to potential abuse of power and obstruction of justice. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calls the move disgraceful and abusive. President Trump was asked himself yesterday if he would cooperate with the investigation.
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. It's a political hoax.
Hillary Clinton saying that she has ruled out another presidential bid and will instead be taking an active role by working with fellow Democratic candidates who are running. Billionaire Mark Cuban says he might consider a run for the White House. It would be as an independent. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
In Sacramento, California, at least 80 arrests made last night during a big protest after it was announced that there will not be charges in the fatal police shooting of Stephon Clark, a black man who was holding a cell phone when he was fatally shot in his grandmother's backyard last year.
The thing that gives me hope is the strength of my fellow Alabamians.
U.S. Senate Democrat Doug Jones of Alabama talking after tornadoes touched down Sunday in his state and kill at least 23 people.
They're an amazing, amazing citizenry. Amazing people from one end of that state to the other.
Jones speaking there on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday. Actor Luke Perry has died at 52 after suffering a stroke last week. Perry was famous for his role as Dylan McKay on the iconic 90s series Beverly Hills 90210. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Ohio teenager who got vaccinated despite his mother's opposition will testify before Congress later today. Ethan Lindenberger says he wants to testify about the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, made headlines last year when he asked on Reddit if he could be vaccinated as an adult. Pro wrestling legend King Kong Bundy has died. The New Jersey native, whose real name was Christopher Pelez, wrestled for what was then known as the WWF in the 1980s and 90s. He faced off against opponents like Hulk Hogan. He died Monday. He was 61. The Supreme Court will not get into the debate over whether churches should be allowed to receive public funds for historic preservation. On Monday, the court refused to hear a case out of New Jersey, that state Supreme Court ruling last year that religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. That would seem to go against a 2017 high court ruling. The justices ruled 2 years ago that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things such as playground renovations. And Bugatti is rolling out the most expensive new car ever built. The French carmaker is showing it off today at the Geneva International Motor Show in Switzerland. The car costs $19 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.